Good morning still, it's before noon. My name is Blanca Kobayashi and I am the co-founder and the marketing director of AgriForm. This is my third, actually. Yes, third, I had a little break last year. This is my third summit and together with Ziv, Tracy, and Emil, I'm also on the Japan Real Estate Expert Panel podcast. So those of you that have nothing to do, for example, driving, and you want to listen to something, you can listen to us. I'm going to try and move this. As you can see, I'm not exactly technically inclined. So AgriForm is a bilingual renovation company. We set it up together with my husband. He's in the back. we actually started the renovation company because we saw a gap in the market in terms of need of foreigners. The problem in Japan is there is hundreds and hundreds of renovation companies everywhere, but most of them actually do not really want to work with foreigners because of the lack of communication. So the basic problem would be the Japanese contractors do not speak English and they would feel intimidated speaking with you. They will also not really want to be taking your business because they'll be worried that they're not going to be able to communicate with you properly. Then they will not really understand what you want to do, or you will not understand what needs to be done and the problems will start. We had the similar problems when we were actually renovating our own house, and that's where the whole idea came to fruition. We connected with some people from the industry and set it up the company. Right now, we are serving Tokyo, Chiba, Saitama, Kanagawa-ken. There are a few projects we've done also a little bit further, so in Niigata, in the snow country, but we would travel further if it's for a very interesting project, but not always. But like Tokyo area, Chiba, Saitama, that one, it's kind of our main place of business. So I kind of always speak at the summits based off my experiences in the industry, dealing with clients, the questions I get from clients, and the issues or situations we kind of always come up with. Last time I was talking a lot about the do's and don'ts, so if you kind of want to know what to stay away from or what to focus on, you can rewatch our last year presentations. Today I kind of want to bring up some of the key factors of renovating, because people buy properties right now not even knowing what they really want to do with it. This is the boom, like everybody wants to own a property in Japan and everybody think they can do it really cheap. People are after the cheapest deals and they think they are getting a great deal, and they don't realize that the cheapest properties are often a trap, and there's a reason why they are cheap. And that's not only the declining population in Japan, but there's often a lot of problems with the properties, but they also don't know what they want the property for. You'll be surprised that even during the conversation with clients, at the beginning, they will tell me, well, we want to do this with the property. And then you prepare the quotation for the renovation based on that idea, based on that plan. And by the time I present them the quotation within the next 3 weeks, for example, the plan had already changed. Or sometimes the plan changes mid-renovations, which is the biggest problem. Because there is a huge difference between renovating a property for yourself to live in or as your second home, or even difference between renovating property to use for a long-term rentals and a short-term rentals. As you know, Tracy is a specialist here for short-term rentals, and she will tell you a lot of stories and a lot of requirements they have. And each actually of these reasons needs a specific renovations or does not need something that the other one needs. So the very first thing you need to decide why. You know, actually, no matter what you do in life, you actually need to know why you are doing it, right? And renovations are the same thing. So so decide why you want to renovate it. Do you just want to renovate your own place because you're hoping that it will raise the value? Most probably not. But some people think that. Sometimes you just want to renovate it because you want it to look nicer, which is, you know, fair enough. I do that all the time with our house. You know, you kind of sit around, you look around, and then you decide, oh, it might be nice to put something little here, little there. So if it's aesthetics, fantastic. Sometimes you just need the house to function a little bit better. For whatever reason, you might want to decide for a new bathroom, you know, anything that goes. So this, if that might be another reason, or, you know, you just look around and you realize that some parts of the house are already old. You know, as women, we usually look at that and at the kitchen. We'll be cooking and then we'll be like, oh, you know, I want a new kitchen. So it might be something that, you know, you want to do. So you can renovate just to update a specific part of your house, or then you decide this is actually not my first property and I want to monetize this property. Can I do it? Can I not do it? If you realize you can do it, decide what kind of rental you're going to do and then figure out what are the requirements for that specific rental, and then you can renovate based on that. We were just discussing this with a client about 2 weeks ago. They want to do short-term rental, but their property has a bathtub that has the warmer. They are warming up the water, and it keeps the water warm. Well, they said, oh, but we cannot have it in a property that it's for short-term rentals. Well, Tracy, I consulted with my short-term rental specialist, Tracy, and Tracy said, well, you can have that in a property, but there comes requirements with that special certification. You need to clean that bathtub for, you know, every 6 months with certified cleaner. You have to have certificates of doing that. It's a lot of problems. It might not be worth it. It might actually be better. So these clients specifically decided they want to take out the bathrooms in their property that all have the water warmers, and they're going to be installing one without it because it will be easier for them. So when you are deciding all that and you know why you are doing what you are doing, decide how much money you actually have for that. Renovations is not cheap. And the cheaper property you buy, the more the renovation is going to cost. Especially if you are buying older property, you can be pretty sure that, for example, the floorings are going to be completely damaged. You might need to gut the whole place out. And those things are not cheap. So you have to decide what your budget is and then whether you want to do it yourself or you are hiring a company. I'm not going to be telling you to hire a company at all cost because some of you like DIY, but if you want to do it yourself, make sure that you are ready to do it for a long time because you're not going to have the time to work on it every day, 5 days a week, and still be able to also pay for it because you have to work. You also most probably don't have all the necessary skills. So decide whether you want to hire somebody or you're going to do it yourself. If you are hiring somebody, if you are hiring a reform company, the most horrifying thing we hear from clients will be, well, I'll be doing something and you'll be doing something and, you know, we'll meet somewhere in the middle. That's where we mostly tell you, well, thank you, goodbye. Most pleasure to meet you. Yeah, that's the worst thing you can do. Or I will tell you, okay, but then there is no guarantee. There's no warranty that comes with our job. Because if it's not just us, working on it, we cannot give you a warranty for anything. Also, the same thing comes if you decide, oh, I want to buy the materials myself. Well, great. But again, no warranty on anything. Because if you're buying things yourself, I don't know where you're buying it from. You might have saved $100 on something because you bought it online. But you know what? It doesn't come with any warranty. So really, you know, you have to include all these factors in. There's a lot of materials that can be used that looked great, but they are not that expensive. It really depends on the level of the renovations you want to do and the reason. I have brought some catalogs and I brought some, you know, samples and stuff. And I think from 115 roughly in the fourth floor, I have a breakout session. So any one of you that wants to look at the catalogs and or even, you know, if you are already planning renovations and you kind of want to see what you might use there, come up to the fourth floor, 115, and we can look at your project. We can look through the catalogs. I can give you recommendations on what to use to save a little money on materials, because you can do that. So then when you know your budget and you've decided what you want to do, you have to decide how much of it you're going to do now. Something you have to do right away, something you can do later. So when you also need to realize on the scope of everything, right? Not only that you have 5 million yen, but can that 5 million yen cover everything, or is that or do you want to spend that on a bathroom? That's what my husband did with our bathroom. Yes. So you just decide what you want to do and how much money and time you have for that, because also you need to realize when you're going to be doing the renovations, for some of it you, for example, cannot stay in the property. If you need to stay in that property, how it's going to influence your life. For if you would do bathroom, if you are doing unit bath, you'll be out of water for 5 days. But if you want to do tiled bathroom, as a lot of foreigners like tiled bathrooms, if the tiled bathroom was not there before and you have to insulate and everything, you'll be out of water for 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, easily. So can you do that? Can you not do that? Can you go somewhere? If you are doing wallpaper in your whole house, it also cannot be done in 1 day. So can you stay somewhere overnight, or are you expected to come there that night? You know, you have to decide all these things. It might sound like a common sense. It's not that common. So just think about it, plan it, take your time. You know, do you have time for that? Or, you know, if it's there are some things you prefer to do, you know, when it's dry, when it's a dry season, there is some things you prefer to do in the summer. So just decide what you want to do. And then also think about your style and your own idea. It might sound fun, but for me, there is nothing worse than a client tell me, oh, I'll leave it up to you. You cannot leave that up to me. You cannot leave it up to your renovations company, because my taste is not your taste. And, you know, when you're planning something, you have to put in something that you want to look at for the next, let's say, 10 years. Whatever renovations you're doing, you are doing it with the fact that hopefully for 10 years it will be there. So don't let me choose the wallpaper for you, please, because, you know, I don't know if you want to look at what I want to look at. So, you know, take the time. I know it's really, really time-consuming. The catalogs are so many. There is so many things on the internet. You're going to have a huge head just from thinking about it. But take your time and plan it properly. Or at least think about colors. You know, what are the colors that you want in your apartment? Or and do you want to go more modern? Do you want to go classic? Do you want to go Italian style? You know, do you prefer wooden floor? What you have to really think about that. It is your place, your property, your ideas. So do not leave that up to anybody else, please. Just do take the time, do it yourself. In Japan, when you're doing renovations, you actually do not need permits, which is a great thing. As long as it's a renovation, it's not a rebuild, and you are not adding, for example, an extra room with like extra water and stuff, you do not need permits. However, if you, during that renovation, especially when you're renovating apartments and mansions, if you need to cut off the fire alarm and the sprinklers, you will then need to work with the local fire department to actually help you cut it off and then put it back on when you are done. And you have to, if you have to do this, you have to be prepared for approximately extra 2 million yen of an expense for an apartment. Because the paperwork, whoever is going to do your paperwork, you most probably cannot do the paperwork yourself. The person from that renovation company doing the paperwork for you is going to charge you 200,000 yen if they are nice to you. But it can be more because it's a very lengthy paperwork, and then they need to bring it to the fire department. They have to have a lot of discussion. There's a lot of plans to be drawn, because it's actually not a small thing to cut off sprinklers in an entire floor. Because most of the time when you cut it in your place, in Japan it kind of runs like that. So depending on the position of the apartment on that floor, you sometimes cut off sprinklers on the whole floor. So that is one of the, that it's one of the permits you will need. Okay, here we are again. So that is one of the few, that it's one of the permits you're gonna need. But anyways, figure out, and that it's a good to consult. That's why it's actually good to have somebody to consult with, like a renovation company, because they'll be able to tell you who or what you need to do if you, you know, in terms of permits. And you will definitely need, if you have, if you are renovating mansion or apartment, you will definitely need a permit from the kumiai, from basically the management company. Count anywhere up to 2 weeks for the paperwork. You have to submit kind of a plan of the renovation, what materials are you gonna use, and if you are gonna do some kind of structural changes, what it's gonna be. They can actually even deny you the job, especially if you want to move some of the rooms. They can tell you, no, you cannot have that. So you also have to plan about 2 weeks to get the permit if you are in an apartment or you are in a mansion. And then if you decide to go with a renovation company, then you should do your due diligence. No matter what you ever do in life, you always have to do due diligence, and renovation is same. So you will check, whether the company is trustworthy, you know, if they have, good workers. You look at their previous jobs, what they did, what they haven't done. And you will check their reviews. So just so you know, so you have a little bit kind of at least rest of mind, or you ask your friends if, you know, did you renovate your property, who you used, were you happy with them, and that's who you're going to go with. You set up an initial meeting, you discuss your project with them, and you actually, one of the most important thing is choose a contractor that is willing to work with you. And I think this is where in Japan the biggest problem for a lot of us foreigners is, because the Japanese construction company or renovation company, they have their ways and they will not go right or left. They just go straight. Like anything in Japan, they have their system. That's what they do. And you might not be happy with that, because I think as foreigners, we have a little bit more open mind. We have more ideas. We want to be a little bit flexible. And they are just not that. So make sure that the contractor you choose is actually willing to work with you and is not just telling you no, no, no all the time, or is not telling you, no, you have to put this, you have to put that. You don't have to most of the time. You can be more flexible. So go at that and go with that kind of contractor. And another thing is kind of like, okay, so you're gonna evaluate if it's gonna affect your property value. Most of the time in Japan, unfortunately, everybody will tell you that renovating does not raise your property value. Especially, we get a lot of questions from people that they buy an older property, then they want to renovate it and sell it for more. And they think that the renovation will actually increase the property value for selling. Unless the place you bought is a complete dump, it doesn't help. Because it's in Japan, it's about the location and it's usually the price of the land that actually has the value. So unless you bought a property that it's a complete disaster, renovating it will not help. And then, no, you cannot invest 5 million and then sell it for 10 million more. It's not going to work like that. So really, really decide whether it's worth it for you. But usually renovating before selling, it's not a good idea. Yeah, so you will actually do better not to invest in renovations and let the people that are buying it from you doing their own renovations the way they want it.
It's not working?
It's working, but this one's better.
Okay, no problem. You know, nowadays a lot of people is thinking about sustainability and, you know, is it ecological, is it environmental? Japan is still not that far in most cases, but at least lately a lot of double, triple panel windows are being installed. People are starting to think about insulation. People are starting to think about solar on their roof. If you check before your renovations, if you check with the city hall, you can find out whether they are actually giving some sort of grants and subsidies for that specific thing, and that's actually a great thing to do. If you cannot do it yourself, there are people in Tokyo, for example, that will help you with that in English. There's a great lady, I don't remember her name of head though, I'm sorry, but there's a great lady that actually does, she has a list of the subsidies for like that, for example, quarter or for that 6 months that are being given people based on the renovations and what you do. Usually you will do the job, then you submit your receipts and they will give you some money back. So if you were to go a little bit more eco-friendly and environmental in terms of your renovations, you can actually get some money back for that. And as I've already mentioned, just be careful, be ready for the fact that the renovations will take time and it will disrupt your life. You know, you cannot do renovation of your apartment and live in it as well and be happy. So that's not going to happen. I've talked about knowing your why. That's kind of like, you know, we love that. In our, we love that always thinking, why are you doing what you are doing, no matter what? And the renovation is one part of it. So really decide your why, decide why you're doing what you're doing, and then do your due diligence. The due diligence is not only on the company you are doing, but you should already do a due diligence if you are about to buy a new place. Because in Japan, a lot of properties, and especially the cheap properties, come with a lot of hidden cost, a lot of hidden things that are not written anywhere. So check if the papers on the property are correct. Check if the house is structurally correct. A lot of buyers do not want to pay the extra $2,000, anywhere between $1,500 to $2,000 for a structural check on the property because they think, oh, it's the buyer's responsibility. You always want to do your own. I know it costs a lot of money, but the buyers might not disclose it, or the property is so cheap, they will tell you, what do you want? You're buying a cheap house. Don't expect me to spend extra money on a structural check. But there are things in, there are properties on the market that they can literally fall on your head. So make sure that you do your due diligence, you check for the structural integrity, check in what condition the plumbing is. Plumbing can cost a lot of money. And then big problem in Japan, it's actually shiroari is who's gonna tell me? Termites, thank you. So there's a lot of issue with termites, so you wanna check for that. Check for mold, black mold. You know Japan is a very humid country, so check for mold. That is a big, big problem. If you are planning to do short-term or long-term rental, check the zoning restrictions and regulations. We've already had some people that bought property and they thought it's so easy, they'll just buy a property and can do whatever. It's not the case. Check that even the street or the building, that you can use the property for the intended reason. So do your due diligence and check on the regulations and on everything that comes with a purchase. If the real estate agent is only from the side of the buyer, it always kind of works in your favor to at least consult with somebody. You have guys here that do that for a living, so consult with them. So you actually have somebody that would look at the contract, look at the property, and tell you you are doing, you know, this is okay, this is not okay. You know, especially buying apartments, and I think Ziv might talk about it as well, a lot of apartment and mansions come with fees, and you might actually buy an apartment and the fees were not paid and you might be required to pay it up. So check if there is any debts on it, any fees to pay. Also check if there is actually any pool of money if you're buying mansion or apartment, because otherwise then the repairs might come on you. There is a lot of different things. In Japan, they also supposed to disclose all the issues with the apartment, but it's not in every contract. And very often it would happen that after you bought the place, you move in, you realize there is some issues, hidden leaks that were not there, and depending on your contract, you might actually not be able to do anything.
It's very vague. I mean, they're obliged to report, but they can always say that they didn't know about it, and then they're off the hook if the contract doesn't have a seller responsibility clause in it.
So that's why you actually hire professionals to do all these things that come with renovations. And then if you are going and doing DIY, know what you can actually do. You know, it all looks really easy. It's not that easy. So know what you can do and what you cannot do. People often don't know their limitation in terms of their own abilities. And then they also kind of overestimate their abilities to pay for things. So it's not only your limitations in terms of what you can do, but also what you can afford. Nobody's going to do your renovations for you for free. Yeah, people will tell you, oh, but if I hire a renovation company, it's going to cost me double or something like that. But you don't account for the fact that the renovation company you are hiring is paying the people, paying their insurances, paying taxes, and everything about that. If you are renovating yourself, you're not even paying yourself. So you know whether you can afford it and you want to pay for it, and know that upfront. One of the things I actually tell people, do not talk to 5 different contractors and request all of them to do quotations for you that you will choose later. Because that it's kind of, you can do it, but it's a little bit unethical from my point of view, because it takes a lot of time. And if you are choosing from 5 people, you already know you then want to be kind of pushing everybody down on prices and on everything, and you are wasting time of a lot of people, a lot of work power. So, you know, consult with 2-3, ask for a rough figure, or at least tell them, this is what I want to have done, and I have 3 million yen for it. Be upfront a little bit, be honest, because that also comes, with the way people will deal with you. And Tracy later on will talk about different terms of different requirements of rentals and stuff. So when you are renovating, check for the codes, check for the regulations, what do you have to have there. As a renovation company, we can do a bunch of the things for you when it comes to renovations, if that's the way you want to go. But some things you also need to know. Or do not come to your renovation company. Tell them, I'm going to do minpaku, so just do everything. But you don't tell them exactly what. It is not their job to do the research for you. You need to know what you want to renovate, and then they will renovate for you the way you need it. So those are more things. When you are renovating, you can, you know, right now what's really popular that you literally gut the whole place. You'll buy a smaller, in Japan there's a lot of like smaller apartments that were broken into small rooms, and you know, for us it's not really livable, but you can literally gut it and have an open floor space. So if you are doing it, also check if that particular thing complies with the regulations, and you know, if you will need, but you don't need permits for that in Japan most of the time. You know, I've already spoke about the local municipalities having different restrictions and so on. So all these things, our presentations are going to be available to all of you later on, so you can actually read through them. I'm kind of trying to go faster. But yeah, I will have actually the breakout room, so if you have more questions, we can go through that. But find the contractor you are happy with, that is able to work with you, listens to your needs. Then kind of make notes of everything. I always say that. Make notes of the conversations, so you can go back to that. I often, if I have a lengthy meeting, I often, you know, record our meetings. So even for me later on, I can go back on the conversation and nobody can tell me that I have not done something or that we've spoke about, because I have a records of our conversation. I can tell you, but you didn't tell me, or you told me you want this and now you want this. Here is our contact in case you want to work with us. If you, we are, there's my phone number, we have a website, Facebook, all that jazz. My phone number is actually the easiest to reach me at. And yeah, I'll have a few questions. We have, I think, 5 minutes before they're going to cut me off. But then again, in, I think, 1:15 or 1:30, I'll be upstairs in the fourth floor. So if you kind of want to look at catalogs, you want to ask questions based on your specific project, I'll be upstairs and I can give you my attention to that. So if anybody has questions, I'm here to take a few for 5 minutes. No, it's not on. We can't tell with your voice.
It's a good voice, though.
Yes.
So say if you're in the city and you're trying to do renovations, is there like set like hours that, like, if you're going to be making a lot of noise, that you can be doing the renovations?
Yes, especially if you're renovating an apartment or a mansion, you can only renovate between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. and it has to be only on work days. You're not allowed to work weekends, you're not allowed to work public holidays. So when you're going to actually apply for a permit to that management company, they will tell you exactly, please note you can only work from here to here. If you live in a house, you can do whatever you want, but I think after 9 or 10 p.m. you can't make a lot of noise. But you can work like doing simple things inside. Yeah.
We talked about earlier in the presentation that when you do a renovation, there are many cases where it does not necessarily increase the price of the property. If looking at it on a different aspect, can you actually offset the price of a renovation?
In terms of taxes,
yes.
That actually depends on the age of the building or the age of the property. That doesn't have anything to do with the price of the renovation. So if it's an older building, you cannot. Yeah. But if you are getting a loan, and I think Emil probably worked about it, or talked about it, if you are buying a property and you know you will need to renovate it, you might actually discuss that with your real estate agent, and they might be able to include the cost of renovation into that loan. So that would be easier for you. But if you're buying older property, you can't use it for taxes because the property is already all written off.
Thank you so much. So say if I wanted to, buy a property in the countryside mm-hmm. and turn it into a minpaku, mm-hmm. right? Would your services, ARC Reform, be able to do that for us, or is that
depends which countryside.
Oh, depending on which countryside.
Yeah, so okay. Like, of course, I'm not going to go to Hokkaido, right? But if you are anywhere, I would say, let's say 2 hours drive, you know, the radius, and it's not, you know, come and change my locks, we will come. If you are doing, the thing is, when you are doing a smaller scale of renovation, look in a close proximity of your place. Because if your place is in Nagano and I'm here and I have to come there, you are also paying our fees to go there. And if it's a 1 week, 2 weeks, 2 weeks job, you're paying for the guys to sleep somewhere and, you know, things like that. So you, depending on the scale of your renovation, you might want to look and then, you know, go through the pain of dealing with locals where might be your problem. Or if it's a bigger scale, then you can hire me and, you know, I'll bring all the guys there. But you have to know that that's going to cost you. So you don't want to do that for a small thing. But if it's, you know, if the guys can still come and go every day, then that's definitely a yes. Perfect. So thank you very much, and I'll see you.
No, we got questions.
Sorry about that. Okay, first question is, my house is 4 years old, wooden. Usually, when is the next big structural repair I need to watch out for? What is the schedule for big structural repair for wooden houses?
Wooden.
Like 4 years, is there a structural scheduled repair, I think is the question.
Yeah, that's a funny question. And I actually don't know that.
Okay.
You know, I have people to know these things. So yeah, no, wooden houses, and if it's only 4 years old, I think you are looking at 10 years, but I am not sure about it, but I would say 10 years. So it's usually 10 years for that. Yeah, 10 years.
The builder, whoever built the house, will actually have provided that schedule.
They have a paper, yeah. They have a list. When you buy a house, especially if it was a new build or you bought something that it's still newer, they'll give you a list that tells you kind of that comes with a warranty or stuff. So usually for those, it's 10 years, but if it's just wooden, can't tell.
There'll also be a list of like, air conditioning, do this monthly or do this, you know, it'll all be in Japanese, so you might need a friend to help you with that if you don't read Japanese.
Okay. Next question. I'm currently in the process of buying an old home on a hill. To get to the road, you have to use stairs. Will when a renovation costs more because of the access issue?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's going to be, of course, more because if it's only stairs and they have to carry it up, they're going to charge you the carry-in fees.
Is there an estimate of the additional cost? Or I guess it depends on the difficulty.
No, but it depends on the scale of renovations because they will have to carry all the boxes and everything. And, for example, we are doing it now. We are doing fourth floor mansion without elevator. And the crew basically asked for an extra 100,000 yen to carry in food, and it's not a big renovation, but to carry in all these things up the stairs.
As you can imagine, if they're doing the exterior and they need to set up scaffolding, that's like trucks and trucks of gear that needs to get up the hill. So that will cost a lot.
I'm not sure if this was answered or asked already. Is there a break-even cost? Say if I wanted to spend $130,000, where is it that it's better to buy a brand new home than to renovate it? Like if I spend
$130,000 would be quite difficult to buy a brand new, and that would be like outside. So there is not everything, all your cost depends on your location, right? So, but usually for 130, you can, you know, that's difficult. That's what, 20 million yen. You're looking at like outside Tokyo, like Inaka. So, you know, if you have 20 million yen, depending where you want, but at that point, buying a little bit older and renovate might be easier. But you'll see, it depends where you want it. Japan, like even this street, you have, you know, or in Ebisu, you have different prices of property and you are still in the same area.
A major factor here is also the land. So the cost of constructing a brand new typical Japanese family home, like those cookie cutter types, is probably about 15 million yen. But that's assuming you've already purchased the land, right? Yeah. If you can buy a cheap land parcel with a cheap kind of delectable house on it and then demolish and rebuild, that'll probably be cheaper, but it obviously depends on what you want to build. The sky's the limit.
Okay.
Is that all on the chat? I think that's one question.
Okay, they have one more, so that's going to be the
one
last
more question.
One, and then
come on
we can always talk later.
Is it on? All right, cool. You mentioned that when talking with the renovator, like long-term rental, short-term rental living is quite important. Can you give us an idea of like the approximate cost of renovation per meter squared range that you've seen?
There is no such thing. No. Because everybody, all the materials are so different. Like whether you want, you know, even the flooring and everything, there is no such thing as, you know, approximate price. Whoever tells you that, that's nonsense. Because honestly, the price of wallpaper is different. The price of flooring is different. Even the demolition, sometimes you have to completely break it down. Sometimes you don't have to. So there is, you know, there is no one price fits all, at all. I've done, like every property literally we've done, the estimate was different. I haven't done two same properties that I could say, oh yeah, this is, you know, yeah, this is the approximate that's gonna, no. No, unfortunately.
Chat's good.
Okay. We can talk later because they, yeah,
yeah,
we have
to
cut it.
We're gonna take
guys.
A break.
Thank you.
We've got an hour. Thank you, Blanca.